Documentary filmmaker Ken Burns is out with a new project this week exploring the history of country music. The 8-part series premieres this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Wisconsin Public Television. If you tune in, one of the featured historians you'll see is longtime Wisconsin resident Bill Malone. He's the author of the book Country Music USA. He also hosts the weekly radio program Back to the Country on WORT in Madison. He's a professor emeritus at Tulane University. Bill, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Well, Bill, country music has been such a huge part of your life, your research. What do you love about it, and what got you started on this path?
Well, it's the music of my life and my family. I've been a fan all my life. You know, country music itself is dates from the 1920s when homegrown music began to be commercialized by radio and recording. And I was born about 11 years later, 1934. So my whole life is almost covered the span of country music. And the first music I heard was the songs sung by my mother. You know, she sang old gospel songs and country songs like I'll Be All Smiles Tonight and The Little Rosewood Casket and The Letter Etched in Black, something like that. Then we got our first battery radio, 1939. I started hearing what I would call the radio hillbillies at that time, you know, coming out of Dallas and Fort Worth and Shreveport, and then from Nashville through the Grand Ole Opry. So it's just been part of my life always, and I listened to it and thought about it and sang it. And finally, I got the opportunity to write on it when I was in graduate school. I wrote my doctoral dissertation on the subject, and that became Country Music USA. So I really can't separate the music from my life. I associate it with my mother and those early radio experiences. And that's, to me, that's a great thing about the Ken Burns documentary. It sort of validates the music, and it validates the culture I grew up in, and it validates the work that I've been involved in for over 50 years, first with the dissertation and later with the book.
Yeah, with your writing, your teaching, your radio show, you really bring us back to the history from the very beginnings of country music. Why is it important for us in 2019 to be in touch with the roots and the history of country music?
Well, I think this documentary is coming at a very crucial time, a very appropriate time. It's no secret to anybody that as a nation, we're in crisis, you know, with such a polarized society and so many anxieties. And I think it's important for people to remember that there's something good in our society. There's a music that has drawn upon many cultural resources of the United States, and music that documents the life and experiences of a major segment of the American public. So I think country music can be a real relief and a real purgative to what's going on now.
Well, we see in country music nowadays, there's questions of the performer Lil Nas X. People talking about, can African-Americans be part of country music? There are questions about, women's role in country music. But they've always been there, right?
Yeah. The women were not always that prominent in the early years of country music, but they were there. Virtually all of the important country musicians talk about the role that their mothers played in their lives, teaching them how to play an instrument or teaching them how to sing harmony. And then, of course, I think always it'd be kind of hard to document this, but I sort of suspect that the basic audience for country music has always been women, because they were the ones who were at home listening to the radio, looking for some way to relieve themselves from their anxieties and the lonely work that they had to do. And the same thing was true with African Americans. Of course, there were some performers who were present. The most important would be D. Ford Bailey, the harmonica player, who was on the early broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry out of Nashville. And black musicians performed generally behind the scenes, but just one one performer after another can testify to the role that African Americans have played in their lives in music. Uncle Dave Macon in the 1920s did a lot of songs that came out of the blackface minstrel tradition. Jimmy Rogers, the first great star of the music, and the fellow who's considered to be the father of country music now, he borrowed heavily from black railroad workers who worked on his father's section gang. And there, as he was, as Rogers was growing up in Mississippi, he heard this music not only in the flesh from street musicians and the like, but he also heard people on phonograph recordings. And then there's a long string. You know, Bob Wills in the 1930s drew heavily from people like Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong to create what we now call Western Swing. Hank Williams learned from a street singer in Alabama named Rufus Payne, or T-Tot was what they usually called him. His real name was Rufus Payne. And, of course, in Elvis, it just on and on. There's just so many examples of white musicians who borrowed from black sources. The same thing was true of Bill Monroe, you know, the creator of bluegrass music. One of his early influences was a guitar player there in Western Kentucky named Arnold Schultz. So it's just an easily documented part of country music's history and its origins.
Now, Bill, I've talked to multiple people in Wisconsin who have said, I didn't like country music. I didn't think I liked country music till I started listening to Bill Malone's show on the radio, and that brought me into it. What do you say to people who say, I'm not really a country music person? How do you bring them into the fold?
Well, I just tell them to listen to it. this story has been told a lot, but I think it's very suggestive. According to the jazz critic Nat Hentoff, Charlie Parker, the great progressive jazz musician, used to go into a bar in New York City, and he would put nickel after nickel into the jukebox, back when you could use nickels in the jukebox. And he would listen to what was then called hillbilly music. That's the earlier term for country music. And his friend said to Charlie, Charlie, how can you listen to that stuff? And Charlie said, well, listen to the stories, man. Listen to the stories. So I think that's part of it. I think the country music really documents American history in a sense, but above all, it really brings out the feelings that people have. It speaks to their desires or anguish, their fears, their frustrations. Unfortunately, sometimes it speaks to their prejudices. And it's in a form that people can relate to. The music, I mean, the melodies are easily hummable. You can sing along very easily. The words are very descriptive. And just overall, it's a music that the average person can really relate to.
Now, can you give us, before we wrap up, Bill, a taste of this Ken Burns documentary? What are we going to see and hear?
Well, it's amazing the material they've come up with. I really admire the Ken Burns team. You know, they've gone out and they've found very rare photographs. They found home movies and a lot of them film footage that was taken at festivals by interested fans who took their equipment with them and documented the music. And so it's just really well detailed and documented body of music, and it covers just about every angle of the music's history over the years, from the early days when the music was emerging from its folk roots, when it was first being commercialized, and then when it began to take off with great influential performers like Bob Wills and Eddie Arnold and Hank Williams, and on and on. And just marvelous footage, and the music is constant. For obvious reasons, there's more music in this documentary than you find in most Ken Burns documentaries. Of course, the jazz is full of music, but country music is different. In order to tell the story, you've got to have songs that tell a story. And so the music is not only there, but it's very lyric-oriented, and it tells the history of the music and also a good slice of the history of the country.
Bill, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for talking to me.
Bill Malone is the author of Country Music USA. He also hosts the weekly radio program Back to the Country on WORT Radio in Madison, professor emeritus at Tulane University. He's a featured historian in the new Ken Burns documentary Country Music. It premieres this Sunday at 7 on Wisconsin Public Television. We'll go out on one of Bill's favorite childhood songs, I'll Be All Smiles Tonight by the Carter Family.
Hard is life, though my heart may break tomorrow. Be all smiles tonight. I'll be all smiles tonight, love. I'll be all smiles tonight. Though my heart may break.